A state legislative group charged with rulemaking recently adopted new water regulations. An update has not happened since the 1980s. Our reporter Daisy Contreras had a chance to speak to Brad Considine, who's with the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease, a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C. Considine says the new water guidelines will help the state improve how it deals with waterborne pathogens, such as Legionella.
JCARS decided to support a recommendation from the Pollution Control Board to modernize and consolidate the state's water regulations for the first time since the 1980s. And what that means is that the water guidelines that the state of Illinois has for public water system operations has been enhanced to improve the safety of the water and the water quality going to everyone's home and the places where we work and play.
And so in Illinois, we've seen high-profile cases of Legionnaires' outbreaks, most notably in the Quincy Veterans Home, where over a dozen people died and many more became ill. You, Brad, say that Illinois has been doing pretty well at addressing Legionnaires' outbreaks since then, or at least looking to see how we can do better. But in the beginning, that wasn't the case, especially when the outbreaks first started in 2015 and lasted until 2018. What were we doing wrong in the beginning, and how are these new water regulations going to help us going forward?
Yeah, I think the attention to the issue of Legionnaires' disease has been an issue across the country and around the world. The issue is not being addressed as a systemic issue. In other words, Legionella bacteria is a naturally occurring bacteria that's in the general water supplies and our source waters and so forth. And we were not attending to how we manage and control for the risk of Legionella bacteria from the source all the way to the tap. And so I think where we've gotten to today is Illinois, with these new water guidelines, is really taking a more comprehensive approach, starting with the source water through the water distribution system. And so, you know, for example, the new water guidelines make pointed recommendations to reduce the food sources for bacteria in the water system to help deprive the bacteria from having a food source. So, for example, the reduction of nitrates in the system. It also reduces water age by requiring water storage turnover to reduce that stagnation in the water system, because we know that stagnant water and water that is aged will develop issues with bacterial development. We've also added in eliminations to design issues with our water system, so there aren't what they refer to as dead legs where water can also sit. And they require the public record of water disruptions, such as water main breaks, so that we better understand when we do have a case of the Legionnaires, how it might be related to those events that occur in the system. And then finally, it requires a effort to maintain a minimum residual disinfectant through the water so that when we do receive our water, it is properly disinfected. So it's a big step forward from where we had been, not only in Illinois, but I think this legislation can serve as a bit of a model for other parts of the country.
And you go right into my next question. So in May, there was a summit on waterborne disease held in Washington, D.C. And after the summit, some recommendations were given to address some of these water issues that states nationwide are currently facing. Do these themes and ideas go along with what the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease has been supporting over the last year?
I think the National Summit on Waterborne Disease did an excellent job of really scoping out the challenge and issue that we have in May. And basically, there was a pretty broad consensus across the range of disciplines that we really have to take a source-to-tap approach in managing our water systems. And many of the kind of recommendations that were made by the summit and the attendees were covered in the new water guidelines in Illinois. So those are very much steps in the right direction, very much in keeping with that summit that occurred in May.
When you talk about source-to-tap approach, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, by addressing the problem comprehensively across the water system, we think we have a much better chance to control the threat of Legionella bacteria. And what we mean by that is, you know, we operate by a basic concept that wherever you have water, you have life. And so water needs to be managed every step of the way that we take it into possession through the source water, how it's treated, how it's distributed, how it comes into our properties, and how it's used and maintained within our properties. And so the National Summit recommended that we really start at the source and understand and make sure that we work to deliver bacteria-free or pathogen-free bacteria into the homes and the places that we live and play. And that is the first starting point. And so by doing that, by addressing that comprehensively and making sure that we deliver high-quality water to the users of it, you know, we have a better chance to manage the water once it's in our possession in our buildings and our homes.
I'm Daisy Contreras for Statewide. I'm joined by Brad Considine, Director of Strategic Initiatives with the nonprofit The Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease. We're talking about how Illinois is taking important steps to deal with waterborne diseases, in this case, Legionnaires, which has made headlines in recent years. And so, Brad, let's clarify this. When it comes to Legionnaires, for example, the Quincy Veterans Home, the state has taken measures to look at the source of the issue. But even with these measures in place, this doesn't mean that we won't have other cases, right?
Yeah, Daisy, I think that's an excellent point. I think, you know, eliminating Legionnaires' disease is an extremely ambitious goal. It's one that we should work towards, but I think mentally we all have to be prepared that absolute elimination of that disease is going to be, you know, extremely challenging, if not close to impossible, because it is in our public water supplies, the sources, and so on. So I think we will still continue to have potential issues, but we are also more confident that if we manage it from a system approach and source to tap, that we will have better control of it in the long run, and actual cases will come down. I think a real important data point that people need to understand about Legionnaires' disease is that 96% of the cases are unassociated with what they refer to as an outbreak. So an outbreak is two or more individuals contracting the disease in a relatively common area over a relatively short period of time. So the vast majority of cases of Legionnaires' disease are individuals contracting it unto themselves, and more than likely, that's the personal exposure they get to their own water every day. And so in addressing the issue, we have to address it from a water system perspective, because the exposure we get really is beyond, you know, large buildings and large complex facilities. It is everyday exposure. Until we can identify where those cases are originating from, taking a system approach is a much more fundamentally sound approach to the whole discussion.
For those who are concerned about this, it would be good to clarify that we are all exposed to water pathogens, but it's usually vulnerable populations that have the highest risk of getting sick.
That's exactly right. The immune-compromised individuals, those who are, recovering from illness such as cancer, MS, other kinds of immune-compromising kind of illnesses are particularly at risk, which is why the regulations are even more strict with regard to healthcare facilities. And there's been recent action in the last few years on the federal side to require healthcare facilities to have more comprehensive, you know, bacterial management, because the rate of contraction and the rate of the fatality rate is higher associated with healthcare facilities. So we have to take special precautions for the immune compromised, the elderly, and so forth, which is obviously, you know, the Veterans Home in Illinois is, you know, that type of population is particularly vulnerable. I think for the listeners who have family members who are, you know, struggling through cancer and those kinds of things, or other immune compromised illnesses, need to also pay attention to this bacteria, understand how they could gain exposure, and try to take steps to, prevent exposure in their water systems.
So Illinois is moving forward with these new water regulations. What steps are other states taking now?
I think nationwide, we really need to see more states, you know, put the kind of attention that Illinois has on the water system. I think we have to start by making sure we're delivering the very best quality of water that we can into the homes and buildings that people live and occupy. And I think from there, we can work to gain better control of the water within buildings and so forth with a variety of the solutions that are starting to come out. There are standards that have been developed for large complex buildings on mitigating the risk of Legionella. They incorporate the best practices for avoiding stagnation of water, making sure that there's getting turnover, making sure there aren't dead legs in the building, and so on. And I think those are good practices that could be added to that. And I think then we have to better manage the water in our homes to make sure that that we can mitigate the risk in our homes as well.
Brad, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Daisy. Appreciate it.
That's Daisy Contreras speaking with Brad Considine. He's with the Alliance to Prevent Legionnaires' Disease.